It is now technically 4:30 a.m. October 8th, Saturday, Eastern Time, Metro Michigan. What the fuck am I doing up? I don't know, but I'm about to find out.
Dropped out and came back from an email support because a certain someone told me I was missed a bit. But all the bullshit going down, it made me call it quits. She lives in another state, loves the comments I would make. Had a lot she could relate, but I sold all the things away and never brought them back to play. And rattles on my little brain, for I was nothing, still I'm nothing, yet she still thought I was great. I'm no Fonzie with my gift card pants, another drama boy sashing in my hunchback stance. I chased around inside a circle, and every girl I've ever known and never looked two times when we were both alone. But someone 5 hours away, who seemed to have it better than I could ever make, ended up being the one I text every day. But in another line, it seems the wizard only crosses up to real life. I don't speak first, I put myself second. Never thought I'd have it so damn good that every match is staying up until four, until my fingers are sore. Just steady smelling out of a recorded phrase galore. But on a friend then, sometimes it feels like that's gonna never win, then only seven fools try. So I sit back with the phone in my fist and steady listen to the stories of one MC Chris.
I met you on Friendster, your name was all weird. I feared the worst, but the more I learned, it all became clear. You were a female peer, just a few years younger than I, and you wrote the longest letters, the very best size. You live in London, you slang like brat. You were dating the gym when I came to tight ass. I spend the days half trying to make you laugh, but you wouldn't write back, give me some more laugh. Well, after 1 week, I knew I was hooked. You blush at each keystroke of XO without getting one look at the other side guy. His pics might be fake. This type of shit happens every day. I'm no rock star, clock watching Joan, whose breast stinks of liquor, all stone like lawn gnomes. No girlfriend, no hookup, just love lord and fucked up. No friend who just messed on one who say all best off. Content was canceled, you answered my email. Turns out you're bummed out, didn't wanna give details. I made it OD, I could feel your heartbeat. I missed you, never met you, XOMC.
One of these days I'ma come in video space and buy a pop over the counter, smile ahead out of way. And I said that I would do it, but you shrugged it away. Until the Friday night I took a trip to Indian Lake. Cause sooner or later I'd like to know who I'm talking to. I seen a couple pictures, but all of the justice that they don't do. And in my mind I wish we met way back. I sat side by side at lunchtime, splitting in half Swiss cake, roll packs, and in the corner of the cafeteria. In the morning meeting over cereal, and then the classroom chattering like get a fools. I'm skipping out of gym class to do something not physical. You told me how you felt the same way too. Now every fourth on my calendar's an honor of you. And things might go awry between you and I, but I think that it'll take a crane to make our past divide. You see, I know your history and all your past. My life's no different seeing just to come up and ask. And I could drone on and on before night was done, before I ever knew how well you just fit in my arms. And now I crash my car, get fucked come payday. But MDD, number one with my ladies. Think I can always go downtown riding a bus to come back inside your home, moving slow.
Whispering Robert Smith lyrics with the music playing low, singing.
Why you gotta be so far away? Water plane tickets gotta cost an arm and a leg. Maybe I should save a couple dollars a day, so without the leg, I can look at your face, smell your hair, rest my hand on your neck. Never mind necking, you know if it comes next, I'll buy you a dress at that place owned by Dottie Payette and give you head every night before bed. But you might not D-I-G-M-C. My thing with you graphs are condescending. I said finish with the dick in the first step. Can't avoid saying something that I will regret. But I bet that we would hit up great. I can come to you or you can come to the States. Get your job at MTV, whatever you need. I'm a slave for you, like Britney was for JT. Romance is a cool trick, played me like school kids. Don't know if I should do this, if I'm stupid or just foolish. Can't help but pursue this, despite you being half a world for me. Well, I wouldn't give a sip and sip a cup of tea. Well, you're never on a carpet, I'd love it indeed. Sincerely yours,